Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about knowing the rules before you go to a shooting sports event. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Long, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Youth Development Specialist. John, why are we talking today about the rules of 4-H shooting sports and other shooting sports events?
Amy, it's very important, and knowing the rules sounds very simple. But how do you know the rules? Well, first it's important to get a copy of the rules where you can read it. Copies of the rules for this year can be gotten at your local extension office or can be viewed online at our website.
That website would be extension.msstate.edu. And what else do we do?
When you type that into the URL, you'll see to the left, it will say 4-H, and when you click on 4-H, you'll see safety programs, and when you click on safety programs, you'll see 4-H shooting sports there, and then within that page, under instructor resources, you'll find the document. Knowing the rules is one thing, but following the rules is another. Why is it important to follow the rules? Well, because of liability, because of consistency, and what's most fair to our youth.
That certainly makes a lot of sense in not only shooting sports, but just in life in general, right?
That's exactly right.
To keep everybody safe. The rules are there for a reason.
That's exactly right.
What are the don'ts of these topics?
When you get the 2017 rules, don't gloss over your discipline. A lot of times people will think, well, nothing's changed, or they'll call me wanting me to tell them what's changed. The most important thing you can do when you get those rules is to read specifically everything contained in your discipline to make sure something has not changed or make you aware of what has changed. And you owe it to the child to make sure that you're as prepared as you can be and as they can be before even practices and competitions begin. Don't just shrug off something if you see it different from last year as a potential typo. If you don't know the answer, contact your agent with a detailed question. Now, a detailed question means one, preferably that is written down so they can transcribe it and send it to me. And we try to get it answered in a timely fashion. The one thing that you don't want to happen is that child to show up at the competition being told they can't compete just because you and them did not read the rules. Another thing I'd like to say is don't get facts by hearsay. More times than not, an offhanded comment is inaccurate information. So remember that. One biggie that I cannot stress enough is, especially to the people coming new into the program and even those veterans, don't make a purchase of equipment, whatever it is, without checking to make sure that that equipment is actually allowed. We don't want you to go out and spend $1,000 or $100 or $10 on something that you can't use.
And what are the do's? What should we do in this type of situation?
Well, it's really simple. Number one, read the rule book and know it to its entirety. Number two, do ask questions. Don't be embarrassed or shamed or anything. You make sure that if you don't have an answer to a question, you make sure you keep going until you get that answer. And number three, do get involved. A lot of times we have people standing to the side that want to make input and they don't feel like their voice is heard. Get involved in the program or in whatever capacity. Become a registered volunteer and work with those instructors. Help these young people become competent, caring adults.
Okay, so this is through Mississippi State University Extension's 4-H shooting sports program. Is that correct?
4-H is a part of Extension. We want you to understand that because there are a lot of other opportunities and great things to get involved with in 4-H as well as Extension.
For more information, we can go to extension.msstate.edu and click on 4-H and then safety programs and shooting sports.
That is absolutely correct, Amy.
Today we've been speaking with John Long, 4-H Youth Development Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.